Let's go to line four. Patrick's on line four. Killooney Rail Station, you were there yesterday, Patrick, is that right?
Hello, Niall, how are
you?
No, in fact, I was dropping off my wife there this morning.
Oh, this morning, okay.
She was going to Dublin to a show up there. And she was there at around 9:15. I think the train comes around 9:15. So she was there about 25 minutes early. But what I'd like to highlight was that, first of all, she could get no entry into the station. It was closed. And now I know it has been closed for a while, all right, but there's no access to toilets, and also there's no shelter there. And I heard you interviewing Barry Cahill there early in the week, the director of CIE, complaining about no buffet service on the train. So it's a 3.5 hour journey from Killooney to Dublin. So if you're waiting there and possibly get very, very wet and then get on the train and you have no buffet service, that's 4 hours. And you can think of back there, even 5, 6, 7 years ago, you could go to Killooney Station, a beautiful waiting room there, warm, accessibility to the toilets. There was a very good manager there at the time. I forget his name, but he had the place in Great Nick, a man with glasses. And also, the outside of the station has got very dilapidated. The frontal part of the station, where there used to be lovely flower beds, that, in fact, I think they got awards in the past.
They did.
Well, they've got totally dilapidated, very run down, and the whole place has a run down feel about it. Now, we're supposed to be moving forward and looking up and things like that. And indeed, the one thing I gathered when you were talking to Barry Cahill was, one thing he was full of was excuses not to get things done. And I suppose Killooney would be one of them. And also the buffet car, he was saying that we wouldn't have a buffet car until next year. Now, next year could mean this time next year. It could mean December 2023. That could be a year and a half, in fact, waiting for a buffet service. And, you know, it's not good enough, especially when people have to, you know, say, for example, if it was raining heavy this morning, now, lucky enough, it wasn't raining, but it could have been. You know, a person would be getting on the train soaked wet.
Yeah, okay. So the waiting room isn't open until a certain time. Is that it, Patrick?
Well, I don't think it's open at all.
It's closed.
It's closed. And then, and as I said, the Killooney Station was, you know, it was a very pristine-looking station going back 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. I travelled on it many times. And, you know, great facility there. But it has been run down completely, and it has been let run down, and the outside of it has been let run down as well. And, you know, like, if you were a tourist coming from England or France or anything like that, and you saw facilities like that, well, it wouldn't encourage you to come back to Ireland. And just another thing I'll highlight. My wife was going to a concert in the Grand Canal, and the only hotel room she could get was €229, and that didn't even include breakfast. So we're talking about rip-off Ireland. It's really
You know something, I don't like to tell you this, but that's relatively cheap, considering considering what other people have been telling us. One person told us they were, and this was midweek, last week, and they were being charged €459 for a room. But as you say, this €229 for, it's just a standard hotel, I presume, too.
Just a standard hotel, and in fact, it doesn't provide any car parking facilities. So if we were to drive up now, you wouldn't get it to park somewhere else and pay for the car parking as well as paying for the room. The room was €229, and that didn't even include a breakfast. But, you know, like, and this is on a Thursday night, which would be considered midweek.
Yeah.
The weekend didn't expect to be a bit dearer, maybe. But to put it in perspective, a niece of mine, she lives in Dublin as well, and she was looking at her husband's birthday was coming up, and themselves and the two children were looking to get maybe to go to a hotel to celebrate his birthday. And it was proven so dear, so they have decided to go to Mallorca for a week. And what they're getting out of Mallorca, they're getting it cheaper what they'd get a hotel for in Ireland for maybe 2 weeks.
That's just madness.
Now, I heard the director general of Port Fáilte speaking on Morning Ireland just the morning. And again, he was making full excuses. And I think that's what all these director of Port Fáilte, CIE, Barry Cahill, all these people, they're just out there making excuses. They're not offering any solutions or any options. And, you know, like, again, like you take, say, the Port Fáilte office in Sligo. I went to get into it there one day last week. I think it was last Monday week or something like that. It was closed.
Yeah.
I don't know. When is it open?
I think it's the start of June it's going to reopen. But that was only after an intensive local campaign to have it reopen.
Yeah, like, things are there's a lot of good things happening in Sligo. Like, I had to compliment Sligo Corporation you know, immensely, because the work they're doing around different areas up by Martha's Park, they're putting in great footpaths in around Dorley Park and all different areas around the town. I drive around the town on a regular basis, the estates and all that. And it's a credit to the corporation, the way things are being done at the moment. They're making great advances in the infrastructure of the place. But again, just going back to Killoonie, you know, it's regrettable to think that how it's been left run down so much, and it's such a poor facility now. And
we'll check with Aaron O'Dearn. So from what you're saying, this is an unmanned rail station.
Exactly. Okay. And there's no protection there whatsoever. We heard people on your show there in the past, and rightly so, complaining about bus shelters. You know, people are waiting for a bus shelter. Now, they're charged in the park there, which is, I don't mind that. I think it's only €4 a day. But at the same time, they can't be charging people to park there and offer no facilities as such.